Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax, enjoy.
Become one with this poetic family as we enjoy each other's company. A mixture of R&B and spoken word with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard, only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetry. The angelic poetry. Original, original, original.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you all are having a lovely night. You're inside with the poetess, and we are with Poetry After Dark, the early edition. I was not going to open up chat, but I decided to go ahead and open up chat for those that do use chat to listen to the show. So by all means, I don't want to neglect anyone from listening to the show this evening. Okay, so we have some new poetry that I'll be playing tonight, and of course, the slow jams that we'll be tuning into. If you want to call in and speak your mind, I am lowering my mic to you. So whatever it is on your mind that you want to speak on besides poetry, you're free to do so tonight. So I'm letting the mic go free tonight. Talk and vent with me Tuesday, people. And until the lines get kicking, we're going to be listening to some poetry and music. The call-in number is 347-826-9842. For you out there that have poetry tracks and would like them played on my show, you can email those in MP3 format to poetryafterdark@gmail.com. And again, that's poetryafterdark@gmail.com. And what we're about to get into right now is my man, Bomani. And this is Niggas Love Shit. Check this out.
Niggas love shit. Niggas will start some shit. Niggas love to see some shit. Niggas will watch some shit to avoid thinking about shit. Niggas love to hear about shit because niggas love to talk shit. When niggas can't find some shit, niggas will create some shit. After all, niggas need shit. Niggas want some shit, but niggas don't know how to get the real shit. So niggas settle for secondhand shit, like that shit is the shit. Niggas love shit. Niggas will sell some shit. Niggas will give you shit. Niggas will steal some shit. Niggas will hide shit. Niggas will lie about shit. Niggas will kill over some shit. Niggas will even kill each other because that nigga wasn't shit. Now ain't that some shit? Niggas love shit. Niggas will keep shit going all day long. Niggas like to prolong shit. Niggas will proclaim some nonsensical shit, like somebody really gives a shit about that meanest shit. Niggas don't worry about shit, because niggas believe shit will take care of itself. Niggas will do shit for shit's sake. Niggas will drink shit, smoke shit, shoot up some shit, snort some shit. Niggas fill their heads with shit. Niggas will travel to the ends of the earth just to get some weird ass shit. Niggas can't do without some shit. Niggas will argue about shit. Niggas will fight over shit. Niggas will beg for some shit. Niggas will get into some shit. Niggas get out of some shit. Ironically, niggas will even go to prison for some shit. Some go for shit that they didn't even do. Niggas will hold on to some shit. Niggas believe shit will always come tomorrow. Niggas won't read shit because niggas think they are the shit. Niggas love shit. Niggas will sing about shit. Niggas will laugh about shit. Niggas will cry about shit. Niggas will write about shit. Your shit, my shit, and everybody else's shit, because they really don't know shit about their own shit. Niggas love shit because niggas believe shit happens. But those that refuse to be niggas will not accept that niggified bullshit and will tell a man-made nigga, fuck that shit.
here in Style Poetry After Dark, early edition with the poets. Calling number tonight is 347-826-9842. Talking Vent Tuesday with me. Next up we have is Divinity, and this girl is hot. And this is titled Homicidal Thoughts.
Straight T, rhymes I make these. Whack MCs, I hate these. Radio consistently play these generic gimmicky compositions. Got me pulling the ink off my sheets and slapping cats with my parentheses. Filling these listeners of lyricism with BS. Polluting their paragraphs with materialistic philosophy. Pouring propaganda into the mind of the influential. It's detrimental. This gets me violent. Crawling through 200 degree sand in search of an oasis in this desert of hip hop. I'm on a quest to quench my thirst with verse that is creative. But all that's in the atmosphere is money and bitches. Jewelry, illegal activity, squandering greenback for mere possessions. It gets me agitated. I'm irritated, aggravated. I'm ready to spit wisdom, pour knowledge in your Kool-Aid. I'm ready to murder these so-called murderous MCs. Yo, you ain't a drug trafficker. You make your money off of mediocre metaphors laced with make-believe massacres. You're not a rapper, you a character. Got me ready to attack you rivals with a rifle loaded with semicolons and exclamation points and pop off until you get the point. Cause sometimes I get homicidal thoughts. See these 9mm of rhymes be committing crimes in the back of the mind. And when my tongue cocks back on the hammers of hot raps, I bust off quicker than an impotent senior citizen. Assassin feminine, got you hesitant to hold your pen. I got that dime flow with nickel-plated sentences. Ghostwriting for my nemesis and charge high percentages. I'm a simile specialist with vest that bulletproofer. Infected with a verbal tumor, I'm sick. Injecting my virus on your computer just so you can download my hot flow. Y'all beg me to sneeze on your loose leaf sheets and blow my nose and you're inadequate prose. Hell no, black roads like I who rode the underground railroad. Cause I refuse to slay for radio play, and I refuse to hear the nonsense you got coming my way. I can tell by the way you write, you must be Juan Love Jones and play brother to the night. Recite that shit till you get it right, am I right? Of course I am, you ignorant, arrogant Africans. Cut your shenanigans, you're a lyrical embarrassment. Have you vanished into low like Napster on the internet. Keep coming with the corny poetry, you'll be in a hole, see? Deep like 6 feet, it's unattractive. Drop so much shit, you flow laxatives. I'm the adolescent with a flow so abundant it assassinates the game's redundance. I'm above it. Stop playing. Your amazing phrasing was really a fabrication of articulation, defacing realness with the basics. You pale like Michael's pigmentation. Your skill is a figment of your A&R's imagination. If you just wrote some rhyme that you have in your mind instead of conforming to the norm that you heard all the time, you'd be fine. But in the meantime, I'll be in the audience, not applauding your fraudulence and make you my rival with thoughts homicidal. Cause sometimes, just sometimes, I get homicidal thoughts.
Thank you.
That's right. It's Like Candy. That was Cameo in your Inside Poetry After Dark early edition. I'm your host, The Poetess. Talking Vance Tuesday with me. If you got something on your mind, I'm here at 347-826-9842. We are definitely vibing on the poetry and music. Next up, we have Phoetic Soul Child, and that's I'm Falling.
Yeah, so what I want you to do is just sit back and just vibe with this track.
The wind cuts straight through my veins. The blood in my death is vain. I wonder if I will ever truly be free. The blind leads the blind, well, who leads me? Searching for a high, a purple fantasy. My mind's floating along the shores of insanity. I'm losing peace in my soul's vanity. Will somebody say a prayer for me? My knees are weak. I pray to God I don't see. I must have blinked. I can't see past the inhumanities of life. The path is getting dim. I can't even see the light. I'm starting to lose sight. I don't know which way to go. So I cast my soul into the depths of the shadows. Like a boomerang into the night. There's a noose around my neck, it's squeezing tight. No air to breathe, no strength to fight. Who do I turn to in times like these? In my time of need, feels like I'm drowning in the seven seas. Looking in the mirror, I wonder what my reflection sees. I put out my hand, somebody take it please. Cause every breath I take, the harder I'm squeezed. I'm falling. Somebody catch me, please. I'm falling. Catch me, please. Somewhere along the line, I was blinded. They took away the chains, yet I'm still in bondage. Past rock bottom. I can't see up. I'm trying to breathe, but air just ain't enough. My face is obsolete, and every day I get closer to my deceit. In case I go to hell, I need my receipt. But what do you do when the shadows creep? There's no strength to weep, hungover. And your intoxicated mind ain't had a drink. Slurred speech, damn, I feel so weak. My eyes are breath wide open. Why do I still feel sleep? A flood in my soul. The pain is from the deep. I realize this is not a dream. But I've been dealt the face cards of reality. In the midst of misery, there is no peace. The fruits of anguish to death. The emptiness inside feels like no one cares. Standing on the dock. Looking out from the pier, the silent cries no one hears. The love is gone, no love to share. My soul is gone, I'm gonna need a spell. Waking up, hell, that's my biggest fear. But I look at all the pain that Jesus felt. Look at Jesus well, hell, even Jesus well. I'm falling. Will somebody catch me, please? And put my soul at ease. Cause I'm falling.
I just need somebody to catch me.
I'm gonna dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. aspect, that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine. She's always complaining about me never being at home. But when a valve broke, telling me about the things that my girlfriend's got and what she ain't got. And she told me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time. If you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more.
Again, Survival Poetry After Dark's early edition. I'm your host, the poetess. Talk and Vent Tuesday, what's on your mind? 347-826-9842. Next poet we do have up is Heather Christian, Selfish.
Permanent bruises on my belly. From inaccurate insulin injections, totally unacceptable. My husband not being able to rub my lower limbs because my skin simply cannot tolerate his touch makes me cringe at just the sight of a Snickers bar. Throwing up every 5 minutes, praying to my God that I can only just dry heave because I can no longer stand the taste of my own bile coming out of my own mouth. Y'all, I can't even clean my house properly because I just don't have enough energy. 500 square feet should only take about 35, 45 minutes to clean, but for me, sometimes it seems like a day's journey, so I clean the kitchen, have a snack, clean the living room and bathroom, and take a nap for about 2 hours, wake back up to clean my bedroom, but I don't have to make my bed? Why? Good question. I'm glad you asked. Because when I'm done, I'm about to get right back in it. So I take another nap, wake back up, wipe off all the windows, tables, and countertops, write some poetry, make my bed, take a shot. When I'm done, I've got just about 35, 45 minutes to get ready before Papa comes home. And y'all have the audacity to whine and moan when in your body you feel absolutely no pain? I just don't understand it. Please, somebody explain this behavior to me. Some people call it lazy, I call it selfish. See, my days be full of controversy, y'all, I'm always thirsty. Fingertips got calluses from all the needle pricks. My garbage is full of nothing but syringes and blood test strips. Constant trips to and from the clinic just so doctors can tell me what they think I should already know. They be telling me I'm sick. I tell them they wrong. Because in Christ I am no longer weak but have become strong. And all along I'm fighting. Fighting just to do all the little simple everyday things that y'all seem to take for granted. I'm telling you, it's selfish. Mothers complaining that they have to raise their babies all alone when I am married and haven't even given birth yet. Can't look into the face of my child and see they daddy. But because that man done moved on, you got the nerve to keep him from his seed. Girl, I'm telling you, it's selfish. Wish I could drive down the block. I'm legally blind, can't see. But y'all got the nerve to get mad because you have to take time out of your day, pick up your boy, and he ain't got no gas money. Dude, I'm telling you, it's selfish. And without having to think about the consequences food is gonna have on your body, you can eat anything that you choose. I have to determine which sugar substitute that I'm about to use. The pink, the yellow, or the blue. And to tell y'all the God's honest absolute truth, don't none of them even taste like real sugar. And with the snap of your fingers, the blink of your eye, you can do anything that your mind tells you you can try. Now please, please, don't get me wrong. I'm not hating. It just takes a little bit more time for me. You need to learn how to appreciate all of your physical abilities. They are truly a gift from God. Whatever you do, don't dare take them for granted. Whatever you do, don't ever let me have to accuse you of being selfish.
And you're inside Poetry After Dark's early edition. I'm your host, the poetess. Wow, that one there, guys, was definitely deep. She brings it. And you know the other way of saying it, but it really does have a point when it, you know, when you don't have something that you can use that, you know, you and I use every day, such as eyesight or being able to speak or what have you, and we take that stuff for granted because there's some people out there that don't even have the ability to use all their five senses and what have you. So, yeah, that was a message for you guys. All right, so we're going to keep this moving. Call the number 347-826-9842. And we're going to move into some music here. And this is Music, Don't Change.
Still see you the same way, 'cause through these trying years we gonna both physically change. Now don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know. So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. See, I'll love you when your head turns gray, girl. I still want you if you gain a little weight. Yeah, the way I feel for you will always be the same, just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me. Yeah, and I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need. Yeah, girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be, just as long as your love don't change. 'Cause I'm not impressed, more or less, by the girls on the TV and magazines. 'Cause honestly, I believe that your beauty is way more than skin deep. Everything about you makes me feel I have the greatest gift in the world. And even when you get on my last nerve, I couldn't see myself being with another girl.
I'll love you no. When my head turns gray.
Yeah.
Baby, yeah.
All right, you're inside of Poetry After Dark, this early edition. I'm your host, the Poetess. And I hope everyone is having a lovely night. I'm just moving along here, really in a chill mode right now, so I hope everybody is feeling me, and I ain't putting nobody to sleep because y'all know how I roll. Anyway, I'm going to do a piece for you guys.
To be or not to be? That is the question. Are you serious? Kill that. Yo, this your man. Sound off now. When I'm in that vibe or that zone and I want to listen to some hot poetry or spoken word, I tune in to my fam, the Angelic Poetess, on Blog Talk Radio for some of the hottest spoken word artists on the internet airways. So check out my... To be or not to be? That is the question. Are you serious? Kill that. Yo, this your man. Sound off now. When I'm in that vibe or that zone and I want to listen to some hot poetry or spoken word, I tune in to my fam, the Angelic Poetess, on Blog Talk Radio for some of the hottest spoken word artists on the internet airways. So check out my girl, DAP, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. weekly on the Blog Talk Radio airways for some of the hottest spoken word artists on the internet abroad. Again, that's Poetry After Dark with my fam, DAP, the Angelic Poetess, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Deuces, I'm out.
All right, guys, I do apologize for that. We're having some technical difficulties over here with my little switchboard. It wants to do what it wants. But anyhow, like I said, I was going to do a piece for you guys, and I will deliver. This one's titled, It's All Up to Me. It's like he left me with this, a plate that was made with more than I can contain. So I thought, when I look at what I have and all that it is and all that it has become, I know it was bearable. The question could never be asked why I was the one. Outside looking in, I received the most scrutiny one should ever bear. Yet still I can move on. Oh, yeah, I can. Choose to sit and wait on what will never come, or I can change. It's up to me, so there are souls depending on me to be able to deliver my seeds, a creation of me that upholds my best part, the one that holds this woman's heart. My example, for they follow every step I make, observe what I say and take heed to use another day, and it's all up to me. When they leave, I will have peace that I've done all I could. Should they need me, I am just a call away. It's always in that every way that they can see. Reinforce what was instilled in me. Hard love is what resurfaces in you, molded into something genuine. Listening with understanding that they too are an individual. Regardless of age, they have minds that need to be nourished and sharpened to those envious kind. My soldiers, ready to lead their own into life that God has made. Conscious to the persuasion, able to see what is not shown. Listens to the little hurt and half of what's displayed. Now that's the sword cuts deeper than the blade. Mankind, but not man-made. My soldiers, it's up to me. The sperm fertilized, but it was I that laid the foundation, and God that baptized me in his image. So my soldiers, you can tell the difference. They listen before being heard, and it's that very thing that becomes my reward. And it's all up to me. That's that piece by the Poetess. I hope you enjoyed that. The call-in number is 347-826-9842. Please check out my book that is being sold abroad right now. It's Elements of Love and Drama, and you can find that at Amazon. You can also find that at www.authorhouse.com, and all you have to do is type in Miss D, which is M-I-S-S-D-E-E, or you can type in the title of the book, which is The Elements of Love and Drama. If you go to authorhouse.com, they actually have the book on sale for $12 at this time. So definitely check that out and support me, please. Appreciate it. Also, we have Poetry After Dark website. If you can, check that out. That's www.poetryafterdarknl, which stands for nightlife.name.com. You don't have to sign up. You can actually move around the website without having to sign up. But if you would, and we would hope that you would, sign up and definitely post some pieces or, you know, just get around and network on the site. There's a lot of avenues on that site there to help artists like myself that's looking to publish, get things copywritten. I mean, all that information is sitting right there that you don't even have to go around and search for it. So, yeah. All right. So that's enough of my information. I'm going to go ahead and play some more music.
Time will bring the veil and the body trial. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. Today you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. My affliction had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'm a fiend. I had to set you free. Away from me to see clearly the way that love can be when you are not with me.
coming home to reclaim his rightful place. I was born to breathe your essence and lift you in praise. Hail to the master, got me stirred in an eclectic haze of reality. For you bring me joy, JC. I can taste the rainbow flavors of your fervent energy, teasing me, taunting me. Entranced by the stars in the heat of your nights, I'm in prison. Buzzed by your moonlight, high, I have arisen. If scales could measure the magnitude of pleasures born and raised in the richness of your Everglades, like Queen Sheba, Black Panther at her side. You are my life partner, and it is by your side that I stand. For it was you who awakened my pen to speak. It was you who battled my demons, breaking me free. Three times I denied you. Three times I called you by another's name. Three times I masterminded a different rhyme that drove the populace insane. Yet you remain still, constant. I give you the ring of my infinity as I kneel down on one knee. Sweet poetry. You make me feel like I can be free. You make me feel like I can do anything. My subliminally, revealing distinctive metrical pulses that cling to one's eardrum. Inherit images engraved upon timeless cliches that ticket intellectually, bold yet gracefully refined. My dear, you are truly one of a kind, for you revitalize, uplift. You are truly one of God's most gracious gifts for lifetimes to come. Patterned in the likeness of ingenuity, you transform mere poverty into the rites of passage. The board freedom's sweet chariot, masked in the unbreakable armor of faith and joy. Mental boundaries fade into non-existence, as does the sweet folly of forgotten fame. But you will always remain true, sweet poetry.
You make me feel like I can believe. You make me feel like I can do anything.
If y'all not vapping off that, I don't know what to tell you. That's like my all-time favorite piece by my girl Lyric of Lyrical Disciples. Doing her thing, musically, poetically. Definitely check her out. She's at Lyric Lane. That's her website. She's also on BTR under Lyrical Disciples. So check her out. You're in tune in Poetry After Dark Early Edition. And yes, I'm your healthy poetess. If you would like to talk and vent with me on this Tuesday, please dial 347-826-9842. And we're going to keep it moving here. I have one of my favorites here. This is Robin Thicke, and this is Sex Therapy.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Bye.
After dark, early edition on your healthy poetry. Ooh, if you can't bring it across like that to me, then you might as well turn around. I have a call on the line, so let me bring in this caller, 631.
Hi, G.
Hey, Miss Spicy, how you doing?
I'm okay. And you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. I have a piece I want to share.
Okay.
The title of this is called Trust. Here's the letter I wrote to you. Feel all the emotions and desire that one can muster in this tale we call love. The emotions that overflow with the excess of friendship, such as ours, to know that you are here for me and I am here for you, to know that a bond such as this is the hardest to be. Just being for us, it is the hardest to leave alone. To share in a mutual trust as in ours. It is funny how our justice flows from our love and lips. Bring back the love we first knew and found. There were no more the dilemmas in the version of us. To form such a thing called black love as we continue in this place we call our garden that overlooks the Louisiana Bayou. As the sweeping willow tree surrounded what we had become lovers. As the utterances came from either of us in this scenario of blissfulness, ecstasy you proclaim it to be, asking me if I felt the same way. A reply of yes, this is our version of trust. As the poetic words linger in our minds that find themselves posted to my heart, the words I love you come to mind of how you look into my eyes, placing that familiar bit of who's right, going out and outside and seeing what has become of us. Everything and trust has been included, but we acknowledge our love. We have surpassed all the inhabitants at this place and time. As I promise to solemn oath, as you take yours, we have become that one bright star as we shot across the sky. It is like the fragrant jasmine that I often think of when you enter a room or when you are near me. As often as you told me that you thought I had the enhancement of Godzinger. But the slight mention of your name has the effect of a sense of gentleness comes from my eye, coming to see the things that your father had been worrying about. A touch as a parent touches a baby, ever so genteel, never passed up for the next, but stood by. You already know my name, love. And that's peace thinking.
Thank you, Spicy, for doing that piece. I admire your courage and your tenaciousness of reading. I appreciate it. And you use my show to do it. So anytime you want to come and do a piece, you know you're always welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys. That was Miss Spicy doing a piece for us tonight. If you would like to do a piece, I have about 20 minutes left. You can call 347-626-9842. I did a piece earlier, so if you missed that, you might want to go back in the archives and check that out. All right, so next up we have, goodness, I lost my place. Give me one moment. We got the next call coming up. Just a minute. Okay. It's Kalo with Meant to Meet.
I need you like tight needs wind, or a quick-footed runner. I need you like the shade of a willow tree in the heat of the summer. Without the willow, I would be sunburned, but I'm under your shadow-casting wonder. And I wonder how I ever made it through the heat without you. Life's bullets coming at me without your vest to proof them, yet they still didn't shoot through my chest. I'm blessed to have met the spirit inside of me, introduced by the spirit housed by your beauty. And I feel it is my duty to allow you to understand that beauty. You are revealing to me a new me, so new to me that those who knew me no longer know me. I have to flow free and spit fast but crash slowly. I have to show thee how much I owe thee for my transformation. Now my hands pour libation and reach out to you, the muse from my creation. You're reaching back in return, and I'm not holding back. I've learned that lesson the hard way, baptism by fire into life's hard game. For past indiscretions I should feel ashamed, but I feel no regret and have gratitude for the mistakes I've made. I accept the blame to maintain sane and know those mistakes. They've shaped my frame of mind. And now I refrain from lies and am brutally honest with myself. Because if I can't trust me, I won't trust anyone else. And I trust she, because in a past life, I was her. She's raised me up, and I'm not speaking about my mother, although I do love her also. But this woman is the water that makes life's pills easy to swallow. Without her, I am hollow, an empty coffin with no soul, less than half of my whole. I was meant to meet you, because before I met you, I wrote poetry about you, and you made my poetry come true. I was meant to meet you, because before I met you, I wrote poetry about you, and you made my poetry come true. It always was true, but I wrote about what I hoped to see, and now those dreams are in full view. Maybe I don't give myself enough credit, but I feel it's all because of you. I never felt right with a man, because he wasn't you. I'm so in love with you. A phrase I once found it difficult to admit to, but telling you makes it much more than just a phrase, and this love we share lets me know being gay isn't a phase, although my parents think I'll come around one of these days. You're the song in my tape deck head that continues to play. You're the instinct in my gut telling me it's okay to love you and say I love you. There's simply no way I couldn't love you. We're here to stay because I love you. I love you, I love, 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 live you, I breathe you, I speak you, I bleed you, I need you, I need you, I need you like kite needs wind.
Thank you. I circle my mind several times before I lay down to rest. Bedfellows keep my thought process alert, and I hear footsteps in my sleep. So I keep my walking shoes by the foot of the bed, see. I've tried to stay in step with this psychological process, but it's hard to make amends with those most unlikely to succeed as they tap out their insecurities on your spine. And like communion wine, I've become as fine as religion, tuned to turning the other cheek, allowing the bricks of jealousy to break against the character of my own, like those thrown by Palestinians and Jews during war, though it hurts more to know your intentions than the act itself. I feel almost no pain, breaking standards with the verbal taekwondo, measuring mathematics with the likelihood of probability, probably losing your attention between stanzas, but if you listen closely, you can hear the lyrical clack-clack-bang against lifestyle junkies getting high off my lyrical givens without passing the word around, before they are court-martialed, sentenced, and then carried off to camps filled with 200,000 North Korean slaves because they've been tricked into thinking slavery doesn't exist. But tell that to the 9-year-old boy who had to bury his sister under dry gravel before the snow came, before the soldiers came and realized somebody was slacking off. Tell that to the slaves of the new millennium, where the only definition they know for the civil rights movement is that it doesn't exist. Now just with even deeper breaths, understand entertainment and reality is just a bastard child of Hollywood and history. Mysteriously, we're losing more lives to the sensationalism that the silver screen brings, because misogyny is the next best thing to a weekend in Amsterdam, where chicks flip on the switch of sexual mischief and turn down sheets like housemaids, smoothing the corners of the comforter with the labels that read Made in America, which also happens to be the same country from which the businessman came from, while he enjoys a vacation away from his wife and two kids, a brief stint filled with infidelity, thinks he, and he believes that returning home with trinkets for the missus and video games for the kids will hide the fact that the condom broke and she left him with cyanide kisses laced with HIV wishes as he prays the coffin fits that led him to the doctor visit would just go away. Because breathing happens to be the very best thing of living. Now allow yourself to believe that change can come with the rising of the sun, and we can all break bread, ribs, and $100 bills if we just break the tension. Collectively board this conscious train of thought. Realize it's okay to fear worldly visions with combative smoke rings. Just live through these words. Fix your gaze to stare helplessly into the light of injustice and challenge those force-fed obvious answers with questions that probe the obscure. Then we can win battle scars of wisdom, collecting decayed brain cells in the process, and refuse to hold slavery camps for the future and AIDS epidemic that will capture tomorrow and our lives since the beginning of time. It is time to encourage irrationalists to inhale the color and aromas that only intensify our daydreams and nightmares and all in between. I said, wake up and smell the poetic license where birth and death and life exist. But for now, just
you're tuned in to Poetry After Dark's early edition, and only the best from the poetess. I hope you all have enjoyed your evening with me and the spoken word. We're going to play some more music. I got about 9 minutes left, and hopefully I can squeeze in another track, but if not, we always got Friday. Please be there. Poetry After Dark, the original, will be airing 9 p.m. every Friday. But for right now, let's listen to Glenn Jones and Show Me. Thank you.
Mentality is crippled from my inability to love you. I have Down syndrome emotions and my social insecurity limits my perception. Seeing you through my eyes is hard with blind ambitions. Leaving this cascaded window of my soul with streaks. Never doubting your motive, my motivation lacked the mechanical function to reach. To each his own, yet one is selfish. Hiding the truth in the innuendo of his spirit, unable to look in the mirror, not trying to shatter his dreams. He is depicted as an unstable character with the fear factor of a rogue. He camouflages his feelings with a parallel smile. See now to his mentality, he dances out of the reality, just coping with the struggle. Wow. His morals jungle through his cerebellum. Someone has to tell him that the apparatus that he is confined to is his life support. Unaware of his surroundings, he lies dormant. This functional yet his critical condition has him walking down the road to perdition. Wishing on a star, yet the sun sees not the wicked for. The night is only aware of his transgressions, and his mother's blessings were stripped with his pride as he crashes in disrespect the first time he struck her. His father was never there, so that manly love was rare, even in his eyes that cold stare of hatred. Life, he couldn't take it as he hid within the confinements of paraphernalia, hallucinating the world with a perfect dichotomy, transcending his visualizations of self into an entity of non-divinity, because his love for no one else left him sleeping with the enemy.
All right, that concludes Poetry After Dark's early edition. I had a real good time, and I hope you did too. Please check me out Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is the Poetry After Dark, the original, where we will have tracks and music and exclusive stuff. You know how we do. Until next time, peace and blessings all.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call.
say.